Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. In my time at DRT, I have talked to a lot of people. I've invited so many folks to come into the studio, put on those headphones, and talk to me about what makes them tick. Since our first Life on the Radio in June of 2011, to my last official conversation a month ago, I have spent 14 years talking about everything from Rolling Thunder with Jimmy Schaefer to Knitted Knockers with Merton Peterson. From Home Birth to Green Burial, we have covered it all. I remember a Catholic sister from Australia carefully explaining to me that, for her, prayer was listening, not talking. That stuck with me. People who talk a lot, like me, can go hours and days without listening. For Sister Valerie, listening was practiced many times a day, every day, day after day. The artist and musician Doc Roddy spent an hour with me a few years ago. He was one of the few guests who challenged me on a basic tenet of my personal practice. I was expounding on the idea that we, all of us, can pick and choose from the long list of our parents' behaviors, that we are not doomed to repeat their lives. Doc was sure of something else entirely. He was convinced that we are imitations of our parents and that it was the rare human who can escape that fact. I haven't seen Doc in a while. I'd like to revisit that conversation with him. It was a good one. Sheriff Spears was with us on a couple of occasions. The one that stands out for me was his take on what the rest of us carelessly call traffic accidents. Spears put it forth that a small fraction of vehicular mishaps were actually accidents. Accidents are unpreventable, natural or mechanical occurrences, lightning strikes, brakes failing, etc. He said the rest of road calamities, from fender bender to fatalities, should be called crashes. That's all. Crashes. Crashes are caused by human error. They are the fault of one or more of the drivers involved. Speeding, following too closely, driver distraction, and alcohol among them. Crashes are preventable, and they are not accidents. When I return in my memory to many of those shows, I can still hear the voices of Ann O'Connor and Jeannie P. Nordskog, who were such an important part of them. I am eternally in their debt, still madly in love with their talent and their brains. They taught me a lot about the value of talking to each other. Maggie Jones and Dan Peek were guests on dozens of shows, separately and together. They were dream guests. I have always defined my dream guest as being the one where you sit down, put the headphones on, hit the record button, and let them go. Dan and Maggie did just that. What a duo. Feed them a topic from birdsong to butterflies, land trusts to landfills, and watch them run. It was pure pleasure being a spectator at a conversation that I was hosting. I talked with Fran Felton about playing music for and singing to folks who were getting ready to leave the planet. There are roles in life that I admire so much and that I simply could not do. Singing to the dying might be first on that list. Have you ever spent an hour talking with Randall Olson about garlic? I have, and you should. And not just garlic. Mr. Olson is a radio veteran, and he knows the perfect guest rule. Just give the man a prompt and let him go. Next time you see him, try this one. Hey, Randall, a gas leak in a cigarette lighter. All of this is to tell you that the time has come, after more than 300 shows, for me to step away from the conversations and into other projects for the radio. I hope you like the quiz show, because we're just getting started. And thank you so much for listening to wonderful people just talking. Hosting them has been one of the great pleasures of my life.